Welcome to the Contagious Victories podcast. Each week, we talk inspiration, explore possibilities, and share insights from creative perspectives. I'm Tori Blackman, and I'm here to remind you that your purpose in life is to celebrate the victories, because victories are contagious. They say a picture is worth a thousand words. But with Anna Harrington Photography, it's worth a million emotions. Have you ever looked at a photograph and felt as if you were transported to that exact moment, feeling every emotion captured in the frame? Well, that's the magic of photography. And it takes a skilled professional to capture those raw and authentic moments. When it comes to taking both pretty pictures and big chances, no one has had a journey quite like Anna Harrington's. With a keen eye for natural colors and timelessness, Anna pushes the boundaries and creates visual masterpieces. Anna is a traveling wedding photographer based in North Florida. She started her business at the young age of 16 and has been full-time in the wedding industry for almost a year. She's had to tackle lots of things by starting her business at such a young age, but she's learned that when God has a plan, nothing can stand against it. The plan he had in store for her was to start this business and pursue her passion. And she wants other young people to know that they can do things differently. And they don't have to follow the societal norms of college and a 9-to-5. In today's episode, we're diving into her world, one filled with risk-taking and adventurous travels. Anna fills us in on her approach to learning from other photographers and how she captures moments that leave a lasting impact. Get ready to be inspired, informed, and intrigued as we take a closer look at photography with Anna Harrington. All right, welcome back to another episode of the Contagious Victories podcast. I have another special guest that I'm so excited to introduce to you. This is Anna Harrington from North Florida. She's a photographer and so much more. So I'm excited to welcome her on the show. Hey, Anna, welcome.
Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to chat and share all the things today.
Yes. All right, Anna. So tell me a little bit just about who you are and what makes your story so contagious.
Yeah. So I'm a wedding photographer. I'm based in Tallahassee, Florida. And I love traveling. So that's something I'm kind of pivoting into in this next season of weddings is booking more outside of Florida and all that. But I started my business when I was 16 and I'm 20 now. So really, like, the Lord has really just orchestrated my steps. It's really cool to see, like, how he was there from the beginning, just leading me where I was supposed to be. And, you know, I never really, like, planned to start a business or planned to, like, be a wedding photographer. It wasn't, like, a dream I had as a little kid. It just kind of happened. Like, I got a camera for Christmas one year, started messing around with it, and then COVID happened, and started taking photos of friends for fun in my free time, and then eventually I started doing weddings after a lot of learning and soaking in and doing workshops. And I feel like now I'm in a place to really help others. And I would love to start mentoring other photographers. So I'm really excited to be on the podcast and share a little bit about what I've learned and just be encouraging. And one of the big things that I hope to share is how I started my business, like, as a young person and, like, under 18, and how I started doing that. Cause I feel like in society, everyone is like, oh, you have to go to college. You have to do the 9-to-5. You have to be strapped to a desk, like, for the next 30 years of your life. And then, like, wait for retirement. It's like, that's not a way to live, you know?
Right.
I mean, you do need those people that are more, like, mind-wise, like, they have to be in a, you know, they're better working in a desk job, or, you know, surgeons, you got to go to college for that.
Of course.
But I feel like, you know, the world is pivoting, and generation, we need to know that there's more out there. You know, you don't have to do what society says you have to do. Just follow what the Lord is telling you. And I feel like my success story is a success story to tell, you know?
Yes. Okay. Let's go back a little bit. You said that you started your business at 16 and, Wow. That for me, I just turned 30. So I have had a little bit of time since I was 16, but yeah. I do remember the first time it really dawned on me that people who work 9-to-5s, they do that 5 days a week. Yeah. They get maybe Christmas and Easter and a couple holidays a year off, but really that is what their life from, you know, morning to evening is mm-hmm. repetitively every single day. And, yeah. you know, some people feel like that is a comfort and that they find yeah. stability in doing that. However, when I was 16, I was I'm really no different, to be honest, but I just knew right away that like my personality type wasn't gonna fit into that mold.
Yeah.
And yeah. I even just remember having that, like, what am I gonna do? Like, this isn't, I either need to change or I'm gonna have to find something that isn't that typical 9-to-5 job, like you said. Mm-hmm. So I also got a camera for Christmas one year, and that really did open the door to just this whole new world of like mm-hmm. making it happen. So I wanna yeah. take it back to that year for you. And yeah. when you opened your camera on Christmas, was it something that you had wanted? Tell me a little bit about like the headspace Anna was in that Christmas yeah. morning.
Yeah, I think I had wanted, if I remember correctly, I had wanted a camera. It wasn't like a deep desire, but it was just like, oh, that'd be kind of fun to have like a nicer camera and play around with it. And I remember I had one friend from church. We would always like spend the night at each other's houses each weekend. Like, we would alternate and we would like get cute outfits on, like go take pictures on our little like iPhone 4s. And oh, I always yes. loved like taking pictures of flowers outside and just like having fun with that and just like capturing the moment. I just became really in love with that part of it too. Like just having photos to look back on from certain things like, oh my gosh, just like year of my life or whatever. So yeah. anyway, that's kind of like how that happened. I think like when my parents were asking me what I wanted for Christmas, I was like, oh, I think it'd be cool to have. And then I didn't really know the exact camera that I wanted. I think that my dad had a friend who was into photography, and then he asked him like recommendations. And then that camera was a Sony A6000 that I got for okay. Christmas. And I'm a Sony girl, tried and true to this day. So that was a great little starter camera for me. And yeah, that's kind of how it happened. And I was really excited on Christmas morning because I was like, oh, this is kind of a cool gift. Like rather than getting like clothes or, you know, something else, it's like, this is actually like gonna elevate my life, you know?
And yeah.
I didn't have any idea then, but you know, it's really cool how that happened. But anyway.
Okay, so you got your camera, you're taking pictures with your friends. When did it first really hit you? Like, I could make a whole life out of this. This is actually yeah. a career that people have. And when did you really make that shift from going to personal photos to like, I'm going to capture the world as I see it, but of other people for other people? When did it really, like, when did you become that wedding photographer? Did it just yeah. go straight to weddings or was it couple? Like, how did that progress?
Yeah. Yeah. So as I started doing photos for my friends, people started hearing about like just in the community, like from church and like friends of friends, like, oh, you do graduation. Do you do family?
Okay.
And so I did family and graduation for probably like a year, year and a half before I have ever done like a couple session. And then I think eventually I booked a couple session with one of my like youth pastors or something like that.
Okay.
And so that's how that happened. And then how I booked my first wedding, I kind of had like in the back of my mind, like weddings were like the it thing to do. Like that was like the end all be all whenever you are a photographer. So that was always like in the back of my mind, like eventually I want to do weddings. And I knew I didn't want to do it like during high school because I was, you know, still finishing classes and like SAT and like all that kind of stuff. So it was on the back of my mind, but I was like, I'm going to wait till like my senior year to really like think about this. And then I graduated high school in 2022. And that fall, I was like, okay, I really want to book a wedding. I just really want to see what can happen with it. And so I set up a styled shoot to get content with one of my old high school friends, and she had just gotten married that previous summer. And it was a super simple styled shoot. Like it was just me as a photographer. I had one friend make a bouquet. And then my friend, she didn't even wear her wedding dress. She wore her rehearsal dinner dress. So it kind of looked like an elopement. And like those photos are still like pretty for me today to look back on, but now I'm like, oh, I could have done this. I could have done this different, but it was really simple. And I took those pictures, posted them on Instagram, and one of her sister's friends saw that I posted those photos, and she was like, oh my gosh, I guess this girl does weddings, because she has photos of my friend with or like somewhat wedding attire. And so she inquired, and I booked her wedding for March of 2023, and that was my first wedding. So it's crazy because it didn't take that much. You know, I just had literally one post from one like super simple styled shoot. But the connection on Instagram just made it happen because I tagged my friend and then her friend saw it, and she was the one that was the bride. So it ended up working out. But it was really cool just seeing how the connections happened. And I think that honestly, it was the Lord that like gave me the idea to reach out to her, to Joanna, for the styled shoot, because I didn't really have any way to get content until then. I was like, you know what, I'll just do a styled shoot. And so I went to this venue and had her and her husband come, and it was really good. And that's how it happened. That September, so this was like a month later after I had posted those photos from the styled shoot and I booked my first wedding, I went to Hawaii with Rooted Workshop. And
oh, wow.
I don't think Rooted is a thing anymore. It's Dani Purrington. She kind of pivoted into more of other types of education, but she was the leader of the workshop, and I got a lot of content there. And then a big thing was second shooting. And during that workshop, I met one of my current photo best friends. Her name is Tyree Mahaffey. She actually lives in Dallas now, but she is from the Chicago area. And we met, and she was like, I love the way you shoot. Would you want to come second shoot for me? And I was like, yes. So I second shot. Actually, my very first wedding that I photographed was second shooting for her in Chicago October of 2022. Yeah. And so that also gave me more content. So really what I'm getting at is, if you're starting a photography business, like, and you want to do weddings, like get content, like get all the content you can. That's what I did. And that is really what helped me, you know, on my Instagram and especially my website, just be able to show like, okay, I do this. I have photos to show for it. It's kind of like the proof, you know, for people.
Yeah.
Like me. And yeah,
it's not about resumes so much anymore. Yeah, I mean, like, exactly. I do think that's important if you're applying for a job. But if you're starting your own business, you really don't need to show a resume to your clients. What you need to show them is that proof of work.
Exactly.
And the concept of second shooting is kind of new to me. But I do like the idea of having, you know, people who you can learn from. And I'm really a student of life. Like I really feel that way. So whether it's just getting to know your camera better or kind of getting to know the shooting process, gaining confidence, I love the idea of second shooting. I don't know why people don't talk about it more. So I want to dive into that a little bit and just tell me, like, where it was when your friend approached you about shooting in Chicago. As someone down here on the Gulf Coast, I imagine like Chicago.
Like, I know. I was appalled because I had just met her. It was like during the week of that workshop in Hawaii. And I guess she was like watching the way that I like took photos during our styled shoots. And she's like, I love the way that you like see the angles. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Thank you. And she was like, would you ever want to come second shoot? And I was like, yes. And so, that was just incredible because the weddings up in Chicago are very high end. At least the ones that she was doing. so it was just a really cool experience for me to see that and get out of my comfort zone too and be in a different area. And the first time I second shot for her was October of 2022. That was a 12-hour day, and that was the very first wedding I'd ever photographed. So that was like, okay, that was a shocker because it was 12 hours and I was like, okay, do I really want to do this? But after the fact, and I looked at the photos that I took and I was like, wow, this was so rewarding. And then I ended up second shooting for her four times last summer in 2023. So that more content. And from the standpoint of like learning my camera and like the flash, that was like a big thing that I hadn't really done before, was like practice with my flash and my camera. So shooting really gave me the opportunity to to test the light and to see like how I like using my flash. And Tyree was able to help me with that too. So yeah, just even like as a beginner photographer, I think that it's helpful for people to know that like second shooting is really good to be able to just practice and get that content. So yeah, even like having content to practice editing, because that was still something like in 2022, 2023, I was still kind of figuring out like my editing style. And actually Tyree, who I second shot for, she recommended getting Annie Graham's presets. And so I got her pack, and that really skyrocketed my editing and helped me kind of trial and error it and figure out my style. And that really takes time. Like I thought it would happen in like 2 months. I would like tweak it and then have my style, but it took like a whole year more for me to really find my style and like be consistent and all of that. So yeah, that really just took time. And but yeah, that's another benefit of like being connected with Tyree, who I second shot for. She also helped me in other areas of my business, not just second shooting, you know. It was the editing and other things I had questions about. So
to anyone who's listening on maybe Spotify or Apple Podcast, there is a video version of this podcast that's going to be on YouTube, but I want to kind of describe your style to those who might not be watching. So give me just in your best descriptive words, what makes your images and your style and content stand out among the others? What is something that makes Anna's photos Anna's?
Yeah. Okay. That's such a good question. I feel like the word timeless is used so much, but that is how I would describe my photos, because I really want to keep that like true color of like the wedding day, but I also have my signature style. So I feel like it's very clean, very timeless, but keeping those natural colors. And I've really, as I've done more weddings, I've come to realize how much I love just like documenting the moments that happen without having to be posed. So obviously I do have a little bit of documentary mixed in there with my editing style. And I love being a fly on the wall and just capturing like the hugs, the tears, like all those types of things. So yeah, I would say timeless, candid, very true to color, true to life. And
I like true to color.
I've been experimenting a little bit. Do you know who Phil Chester is? He's kind of like a more film style photographer. Yeah. I've been using some of his film presets, and I've really been loving, for like my wedding galleries, I have like different sections in the actual like gallery link online. It's like getting ready and then like bridal party ceremony. And then at the bottom, I'll have a little section that says film inspired. So I'll put my film inspired edits down below, which is probably like, I don't know, 50 to 80 photos from the whole wedding day that I have edited in film. So not
like a lot,
but like,
I mean, that's a lot. I feel like.
Yes. Yeah. So I've been experimenting with that, and you know, most of them are, you know, like 80 to 90% of the photos are still like my regular style, but I've really been loving adding that film inspired category to like the gallery so that people can, or the wedding couple can, you know, download them and have fun with them as well. But I feel like photographers can get so wrapped up in like, okay, I have to have my style, and I can't gravitate. I can't, you know, move to another type of style. I have to keep it the same all the time. But like, it's okay to have fun. It's okay to experiment.
Yeah. And
like, I'm not like, for what I'm doing, like I like having the separate section that says like film inspired, so the client knows. It's just a little extra fun thing. It's not like the whole gallery is going to be changed, you know?
So but, what I'm hearing you say is that you're taking the photos in digital, and then you're just adding, and you're making them the way that you normally would. You're editing them true to color in your signature fashion. And then you're taking a couple of your favorites and then just making them look like they're film, and then having those be like a bonus content or gift almost.
Yes.
Of like, hey, this is a little bit different of a style. I know you didn't really ask for this, but I, as the artist, wanted to gift this to you. I think that is a lot of good value. Like that is really. Yeah.
And I've loved like certain moments. Like I have this one photo from a wedding that I did a couple weeks ago, and it was during the ceremony, and the mother of the bride was crying. And I put that in the black and white film preset from Phil Chester's presets, and that just like made it like the photo. Wow. Like, it was pretty before like the raw photo, but like with the black and white and like the grainy vibe, I was like, this is amazing. So I feel like the film can bring out certain moments even more. So yeah, anyway.
And I feel like those types of images, especially of like a mom crying on her wedding day, I think that when, you know, if God blesses them with children later on, like you have those grandchildren who are going to find this image 15, 20 years from now and be like, that moment, I can feel it. There's like you said, timeless. There's no time between this image and like me looking at it. So I really think that just adds so much more value to the packages that you deliver, because it kind of gives your, like I said, artistic view and interpretation of that moment, and it's gifting that to them. And you're also providing what you've promised, and you know, the clean. I love that too. But that's really good. I like that. I'm gonna have to keep that in mind. Well, I know, as someone who started their business so young, there must have been some hiccups along the way, some things you've had to overcome to get to where you are now. Can you elaborate a little bit about those moments and maybe share some insight about what it is that pushed you through those moments to get to this point?
Yes. Yeah. I feel like there have been a lot of challenges, but they've all been so rewarding, like to come through on the other side. I feel like generally speaking, the biggest thing has been like overcoming my fears, overcoming like the comfort zone and doing things that are not comfortable. And for one of those things being like talking to people and like being okay with like calling a client, and like that was just a whole new world for me, because I was more of an introvert. I feel like photography has made me an extrovert now. Like, I love talking to people. I love like meeting clients in person over coffee and like all those types of things. But before I did weddings, I was kind of more of an introvert and like wouldn't really want to talk to people on the phone. I like wanted to text and whatnot. So I feel like I've kind of had to get out of the comfort zone of that and like just get comfortable with talking to people and sharing my business and being confident in it too. So yeah, that's a big thing I would say. Really just like the societal pressure of, okay, you're not going to college like everybody else, you're pursuing the business, and coming to that conclusion was kind of hard, because I knew that it would be a risk to pursue my business. And I dual enrolled my senior year of high school. So I got my associate degree about a year ago. That was when I decided like last spring that I was going to go full time into photography. Because at that point I was like, okay, I either go to get my 4-year degree or I pursue wedding photography full time. And I'm really grateful that my parents were supportive, you know, either way. So That was really nice. But yeah, it was just like the societal pressure of like, okay, if I don't get my degree, then I'm not going to have something to fall back on and whatnot. Yeah. It was really just ultimately I had to release it to the Lord and just trust that this is where he was calling me and that he was going to provide, and he did. And that's just a big thing. Like he always comes through, you know, even when we don't see it, like he always does. So that's been
sometimes he doesn't allow you to have that option to fall back on for a reason, you know. Exactly. It's like he wants you to be all in.
Yes. Yeah. And that really allowed me to be all in to decide to pursue it full time and everything.
Can you share a little bit about like some of the things that you walked yourself through when all your friends were going off to college and you had something that you loved that was on a separate path? Do you have any advice for anyone who might find themselves in that position now of like crossroads of, hey, everyone's going this way, but I see an arrow with my name on it going that way. So any insight on that?
Yes. Yeah. I feel like I always knew in the back of my mind, it's probably just the Holy Spirit, but I always knew that I was going to do something different. And I just kind of had to lean into that and just trust. So yeah, trusting is a big thing that I had to do. I mean, a lot of my friends, you know, went to college, went to other places, and I did have that desire for a little bit to move out and to like go to college and all the things. But once I really started doing weddings and pivoting into that, that desire just kind of went away. I was like, you know what, this is so much more fulfilling. So it kind of happened over time for me that like that whole desire to like do what everybody else was doing just kind of went away. And everything else just became so much more fulfilling. And I guess that's because, you know, God had me in that place and where I'm at now. And it just feels so good. Like I have no regrets at all. And I'm just so glad because all my friends are in school right now doing finals and I am not doing finals. I'm like, Lord, I don't have to be in school anymore.
I feel that. And there are so many times when I look around and I'm like, I am so glad I did not do that because I knew it wasn't for me. Like we were saying earlier with the 9 to 5. However, I do know when you're in that position, sometimes it can feel like, oh man, like, and you have to stay true to that faith and trust and really trust, like you mentioned. And so from someone saying they went, they did, they followed what God put on their heart. It's so refreshing to hear that confirmation from someone who was there. And so I'm hoping that all the listeners right now, they hear what Anna's saying and hear you say, I don't regret it a bit.
Yeah.
And also hear me say that because I'm also someone who's taken a non-traditional path and I don't regret it at all. I love that. This is a different path, but it's mine and it's continuous.
Yeah. And the Lord will take care of us, you know?
Yes.
That's just such a big thing I've been thinking about and like have discovered over the past like year since I've been full time is like, I mean, the big question in my mind when I did decide to pursue it full time and not continue college was, okay, am I actually going to get bookings? Like, am I actually going to be full-time? Because like deciding is a difference between like actually being full-time because you have to wait for those inquiries to come in and then, you know, market and all that kind of stuff. So it was just kind of a trusting the process and trusting the Lord would bring the people at the right time. Trust.
Yes. And he always comes through. And sometimes it's like, oh, wow, 5 bookings today. How in the world? Wow. And then sometimes you have those moments where it's like, I don't know how I'm going to do this. God, please, please, please. Yeah. And then something will come in and you're like, wow, you know, so really it is the life and the journey of a business owner and an entrepreneur is taking those risks and for real relying and leaning on him. So, amen.
Yes.
Well, I want to know, what is the farthest you have ever traveled as a travel wedding photographer?
Oh, I did actually go to Budapest just for like a personal trip with my friend Tyree, who I met in Hawaii, who I second shot for. So we went to Budapest a couple of months ago, and that was incredible. The food was amazing, so fresh, very safe.
And was there a wedding or just...
We actually found a couple and did like a leisurely downtown shoot with them. So that was really fun. But yeah, that was amazing. But yeah, destination photography is something I'm more so trying to do more of like in the next year in 2025. And I have a couple of weddings that are out of Florida this year. But I just love traveling so much. So I'm going to start marketing more for other places. But yeah, Hawaii for that workshop. And then Budapest with Tyree. That was
okay. Incredible. Budapest tops the charts of anyone I've ever known who's ever traveled anywhere. So I haven't seen that on your, maybe I didn't scroll down far enough. I'm going to have to go look for those pictures.
I should probably post them again because they're just so incredible. And like the city was beautiful. I feel like people don't talk about Budapest enough. Like it's always like Italy or France or, you know, all those types of places, or like London, but Budapest is like a really hidden gem. And it didn't feel that crowded with tourists. And I think we only saw like one other American. Other than that, it was like all European people from other places. So, yeah.
Well, I kind of want to poke around in this a little bit because I'm so curious. We met at a conference and you're telling me that you met Tyree at another workshop conference. Yeah. Give me a little bit of just insight on being a young person, a young woman from the South who is finding friends online to go and travel and finding like-minded entrepreneur business people, kind of like us, like, you know, meeting for this podcast. How cool. Like, I mean, that's pretty new in the grand scheme of things. Yeah. Can you give me a little insight on like how much courage it took to do that the first time?
Yes. Yeah, man. The first time I went to another place and had a workshop or went to a workshop was Hawaii. And how I came across that workshop was through a podcast that I was listening to. It was actually, do you know Cassidy Lynn? She's a photographer in Michigan. She has a podcast called Oh Shoot. And she was.
Yes, I do know her. I didn't know it until you said the title. Yeah. I listened to that.
She was actually interviewing one of the instructors at the workshop that I went to in Hawaii. And she was talking about the girl she was interviewing, that Cassidy was interviewing, was talking about the workshop coming up that fall in September 2022. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have to go. And I'm never the kind of person to like just go and do. And now I am. Then I wasn't. And I was still in high school at that time. I was still like graduating. So I had never been like to a place like Hawaii. I'd always been like in North Florida or like travel to Georgia, like nothing super far away. But I just knew I had to be in the room. I knew I had to be there. Like I said, probably the Holy Spirit giving me that inkling. But I told my parents about it. And you know, when you graduate, it's really nice that people will give you money and like, you know, all those types of things. So I was able to use some of that to go to the workshop. And yeah, I learned so much there and I made so many other connections. And like one other connection I made was, with one of the other attendees. Her name is, Sammy Chaffin, and her husband do traveling elopements. And oh, cool. We went to Colorado this past summer together and did some styled shoots. And that's how I was able to book my first Colorado elopement in March, was having okay. those photos. So that's a tangent. But anyway, yeah, it took a lot of courage for me to do that because I had never done anything that was, you know, outside of my comfort zone traveling wise or meeting other people like that, that I, you know, where it's in a whole other place, you know, it wasn't like I was going like 2 hours, down south to like meet some North Florida people or whatever. It was like going to a whole other state at 18. And like, it was crazy going overseas too.
Yeah. I feel like I know the answer to this. Would you do it again? Would you recommend, are you glad you did it? Like, are you glad that you took that chance?
Yes, I am so glad I did. And it was a big investment because workshops nowadays, especially like week long ones where you're staying at an Airbnb, they can be like 3,000 to 5,000 to go total. And not only just like the flight, but like the actual workshop ticket. So it was a pretty risky investment too, but it totally paid off because I learned so much, made so many connections, and was able to book some weddings like with the content I had and all that. So it's very worth it to do those things. And like you were talking about earlier, as a business owner, you have to take risks. And that's a big thing that I have had to take a risk in is education in photography and workshops and style shoots, all those things. But they do pay off, you know?
Yes, I absolutely know. And that's one of the things I thought about when I started this podcast is I have a lot of younger cousins, a lot of female younger cousins. And sometimes you see them struggling with like, should I go to college? Should I join a sorority? Like, you know, the connections. And I'm not hating on any of that, but I'm saying that's not the only way you can do that. Yeah. And for that same amount of investment in your time, like your life, your friendships, money, all of those things, you know, they add up. And when those decisions do come, can I have that same investment and go to Colorado and learn my camera, which I've been trying to figure out. Got it. You know, like there's so many options that I feel like people aren't aware of until they hear other people's experiences. And so I feel so happy that you took this chance on yourself. And, you know, you say 3,000, 5,000, that is a big investment, but to hear that it has came back and that, you know, you would do it again. Yeah. That is all the confirmation I would need as a young graduate who is thinking about all the different options out there. And, and just, you know, no one can take that away from you. What you've learned, those friendships, and especially going to Budapest and seeing, you know, Hawaii and seeing Colorado. And so like, no one can take that away from you. And that is so beautiful that you've created this opportunity for yourself. Mm-hmm. And it's been with the Lord's guidance and your parents' support and friendship
you know, people wanting to show up and help with the early photo shoots, the fashion mm-hmm. shoots that you said you did early on, mm-hmm. and just Tyree taking that chance to show yeah. you how to shoot weddings and stuff. Like, I just love people, and I love that yeah. That you've done this. Like, your victory story is really, really inspiring.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. And it's cool to remember too, like, we're all in this together. I feel like yes. photographers are really coming into more of like community instead of competition, because like, we're all attracting a different client, and we all have a different style and all have a different personality. So it's really cool to be able to help one another. And like, I'm so grateful to Tyree and other people I've met along the way for helping me and just like talking me through things and like debunking myths I had in my mind about certain things. And, you know, it's been yeah. really cool. So.
Well, are there any little tips or, you know, debunks or anything that just like shoot to the top of your head that you're like, okay, if someone asks me this, I'm ready to tell them I've learned this the hard way, anything like that? You have a platform right now that you can, you know, share, like anything yeah. like that?
Yeah. I feel like going back to editing, a big thing I had in my mind was that like, I had to get it done quick. I had to find my style like as soon as possible, and then just stick with it. And I couldn't like gravitate or move a different direction. So I think it's just important to know, like I was talking about earlier, like it's okay to play around. It's okay to take your time. And that's what's really important, is like when you're still finding your style and you're still like looking at presets, like it's okay to try things and just trust the process with it, because you want to make sure that like the end style that you end up at is the style that you really love and you're really proud of. Biggest thing I can think of that I struggled with was like editing and figuring out like how to be consistent and all those types of things. And I'd also say, like, for someone who's still trying to find their style, you know, do more styled shoots, go to workshops to get the content where you can practice your editing in different lighting, in different backgrounds, like a white building or the trees and mountains, like all those types of things. Even like nighttime photos too.
Oh yeah.
That's also something that is very different with a flash. And also like learning like ambient light, and you know, you don't always have to use a flash. It's kind of a vibe now for people are taking more photos during like wedding receptions where it's not just a flash, it's like dim lighting and it's really cool looking. So like you can gravitate and you can do different things. It doesn't have to be set in stone.
And as a creative, which we have a lot of creatives listening, I think that's what we find the most attractive, is that flexibility and mm-hmm. that ability to grow and change. Because yeah. I mean, as an artist, I know that if it's not fun anymore, like you're not going to do a good job because mm-hmm. it's got to be fun and it's got to be interesting to the artist for the yeah. art to be good. And so I like that you recommend, you know, playing around, getting back to that play and that trial mm-hmm. and error, and like finding what you like. And if your heart is in it, then there's a really mm-hmm. good chance that your customer is going to see that, or yeah. your client is going to appreciate that. Exactly. And I think when you're starting out, or even, you know, I've been doing this for a minute, and like, I feel like sometimes I get really in my head about what they're going to think about it. And yeah. I have to, you know, kind of like wake up and say like, no, wait, like they hired you because they trust you mm-hmm. and they like what you know, obviously you're doing. So I haven't worked with you directly, but I can tell that you're someone who goes for what your heart likes, and like with your images and stuff, like even your headshot yeah. that you sent over, I was like, oh wow, I really like this. And it yeah. stood out because it was a little bit different, but in yeah. a way you did it your way. And I was like, oh, like I can tell Anna likes this, like, you know, so, yeah. Yeah. Just getting back, if you're listening, just getting back to what you like and finding that curiosity, finding that mm-hmm. thing that you find interesting, whether it's photography, social media, music, you know, anything. Yeah. You can find your people where your heart leads you and where God leads you. And so just kind of find confidence in that. And mm-hmm. And I think you know, you won't be able to go wrong. You'll find your fulfilling journey by just following your heart and listening to it.
For sure.
Well, Anna, do you have any recommendations as far as like books or movies or yeah. so anything else like that you yeah. That you'd recommend to anyone?
Yes. I just finished this book actually on Audible. It's called Psycho Cybernetics by Maxwell Maltz. Okay. And it's a super interesting book, and I really liked listening to it rather than reading it because I was able to retain the information. But it's a lot about mindset and repatterning, waves and like the ways of thinking and like how you think about yourself, how you view yourself like around others, all kinds of different things. And it's actually, I think it was written in the 1960s or 70s by this plastic surgeon, and his name is Maxwell Maltz. And so he talks a lot about mindset, but also like how he would have different clients and different people he would do surgery on, where like they would change like the nose structure, and then it would actually like help them change their personality or something like really interesting. And then there's also some more things in there that I'm not talking about that only scratches the surface, but super insightful book. And he talks
Psycho-Cybernetics.
Psycho-Cybernetics by Maxwell Maltz. And how I came across that book was actually through Nathan Chansky's Business Blueprint.
Okay, I know him.
and I'm currently in the Business Blueprint right now. I think it's been about a month that I've been into it. And he does it every 3 months. That's like a 3-month-long coaching program. And then he'll reopen it probably in like, I don't know, July is what I'm thinking, unless he like goes a different direction. But I have really been getting a lot out of that. And Nathan's niche for that is more like photographers who've already decided to go full time. And that's the kind of people he wants to help, just kind of like elevate the business and like learn more about photography on a deeper level. And so that's more of a long-term or longer type of education. But yeah, I highly recommend that photographers who are already full-time to look into that and just follow along on his Instagram. And he has a podcast as well called Passion with Purpose. And that's always really, really cool to listen to. But yeah, I've loved being in the coaching program, and we have group coaching calls every other week, and we just had one last night. So it's really nice to be able to talk to him and like have him answer questions and all that. So it's not just like an online course. He also has the in-person connection. So that's been super helpful. But yeah, I could not recommend that enough. And then obviously the Heart Conference. I don't know if they're doing a conference again, but I know they're doing a workshop, which I'm actually going to in 2 weeks. So
you are. I'm going to be following every moment while y'all are there. I am so excited for y'all. They are going to take such good care of you. I'm so excited for you. And
I'm super excited. So, yeah. another recommendation for workshops, Revel and Grace. They do workshops and retreats for photographers, and I went to their Charleston, South Carolina retreat in November, and that was amazing. And they like pay attention to detail. They do more of like, I guess, like luxury type styled shoots during the retreat. But yeah, if anybody wants to follow along on them, it's like Revel and Grace, and they do really amazing workshops as well. I think they are having one in Dallas at some point. I'm not sure if it's sold out yet. But I do know they're doing that, and they do them every several months. So it's good to like follow along and just see, what's new. So anyway, another recommendation.
Yeah. I would love to check them out. And, just curious. So you're Northwest or North Florida. Have you ever been or heard of Gulf Shores? Is that in Alabama?
Yes, I have. Okay. I don't think I've been there, but I have heard of it.
Okay. Maybe if you're ever passing through or whatever, we can link up for coffee and get to know each other a little bit better.
That would be so fun. We should totally do that.
We should. Well, thank you so much for coming on. I will say I really enjoyed this conversation. Like, I cannot believe your stories and just starting a business at such a young age and being so encouraging to even someone who is a little bit older than you, but who has been there and who appreciates the journey and wants to celebrate the journey that you're on, because it's not easy. And I know it's not easy, but it is so worth it. It's always really encouraging to hear someone else who has that same relationship with God and who has followed in the same way, you know, that faith. It's really encouraging. So just thank you. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me. This was so fun.
Yes. And before we go, I do want to make sure that our listeners can follow you and hear more about you and book you if you're ever in their area or if they're in Florida. So drop us all of your information. What's your website? Can they find you on Instagram? Share a little bit of that before we leave.
Yes. So my website is annaharringtonphotography.com. And then my Instagram is also annaharringtonphotography. And you can follow along on there. Feel free to shoot me a DM if you have any questions or you want to chat, or if you live near me, we can totally like get coffee. Also, I'm actually going to be living in Colorado for 2 months later this year, or actually like in the summer. So like late July through late September, I'll be in Fort Collins. So okay. If any of the listeners are in Colorado or you're going to be like passing through during that time, like we can definitely connect or set up a shoot or something. That's something I'm trying to market more is Colorado, because I'd love to get some bookings while I'm over there. It's such a beautiful area.
Do you hear that, everyone? Like, if you're in Colorado, we have someone who needs some clients, needs some content. She's looking for you. Go connect.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah. You never know.
I'm really excited for that. So that'll be cool. But anyway.
Okay. So Anna Harrington Photography is your website. And then at Anna Harrington Photography is your handle on Instagram. So that's where you go to find Anna.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much again for coming on, and looking forward to hearing more about your Colorado experience once you get settled up there, and just very, very grateful to get to know your story, Anna. So thanks again. Yes.
Thank you again for having me. This was so much fun.
Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of the Contagious Victories podcast. If the show inspired you to share your own victory story, I'm here to tell you the world deserves to hear it. Submit it to me online at toriblackman.com. Review and subscribe if that feels right. Telling a friend about the show helps Contagious Victories to grow. Plus, we all appreciate a little sunshine. I'm Tori B. Thanks for listening. I'll catch you soon.